Yeah, these stumps over here in these logs, like, really produced a lot for us.
Olga Zogas is leading me through the woods of an undisclosed location in Webster. It's one of six or seven key spots where Zogas and her crew of self-described mushroom freaks forage for gourmet fungi.
So, like, in the fall, this area is just, like, covered with mushrooms, black trumpets, chanterelles. It's super wonderful.
Zogas is heading up an effort known as Smugtown Mushrooms. It's part business, part community group, part educational organization. And, let's just get this out of the way, there's nothing illicit about the type of mushrooms they're working with.
All right, here we go. This door is a little bit serious.
Zogas jerks open the door of an empty warehouse in the town of Gates. This former storage space is the next step for Smugtown Mushrooms. The vision
is to build a really nice lab and a couple grow rooms, and then like a small little retail space.
Smugtown wants to raise $23,000 from online donors to make it happen. The goal is to fill a niche in Rochester's local foods movement. Zogas says supplementing foraging with indoor mushroom cultivation will open the door to more, well, business.
I hate the word business, but I mean it is a business, but like a mushroom community in Rochester.
So far, Smugtown Mushrooms has built relationships with chefs and local foodies who've offered rave reviews of the group's foraged finds. They include mushrooms that taste like chicken, a puffball the size of a basketball, and specimens weighing in at nearly 30 pounds. Zogas says local support for her far-reaching concept has been overwhelmingly positive.
We're going to do this either way. It's really about like doing what we love and making a living off of it. And just making it about the idea and about the love before the profit.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.